insulated tile up there.
Yeah.
And I worked on it for months and months, just taking my time.
Yeah.
And Drusilla happened, she'd hold a corner of the molding up there with a mop while I started over here and nailed it down through there. So that's the way we did it.
Well, you mentioned trains. Do you ever hear those trains anymore?
No, don't hear them too much now. They just don't bother me anymore. I hear them go by, but I don't pay attention.
Uh-huh.
After 36 years.
No, you wouldn't.
And 4 years up the street, so I've been on the train, on the railroads for 40 years. They still fascinate me.
Yeah.
I watch them all go by in daytime.
You reckon Marietta will ever build a bridge or something so that people don't have to wait in line?
Well, I'll tell you what's in the making. It's in the plans of the State Highway Department. I went down because I'm concerned about it, and I'm in the path almost.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming up with this loop from 75 down off of Franklin Road back in there, coming up across Clay Street. And the contract, I think, has already been let or something for widening it up to Sycamore, which is down off of Clay Street, down over the first hill down there. Then they're going to come right up. Take off to the right, northwest, come up that holler, back in across over here. You've been reading it. You take them out of the journal?
No, I'm...
Well, anyhow, if you did, they've been talking about this old house up there, built in 1840, and one right behind this big two-story house, Senator Clay lived there, and one behind that, they said, was built before that, was the slaughterhouse. They're going to build, come up that holler and go under there and dig through there and right down through the taxi stand, go under Atlanta Street and on the railroad and connect over here at Powder Springs. Connect it. And they said it was going to widen Atlanta Street from down here somewhere. And if it did, that would affect me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down and talked to the highway department about it, and that was what they showed me the plans for and everything. So now then they're trying to save those two houses. If they did, they'd have to change the route, but I don't know how they can change it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way to change the loop. They could take the house, the slaughterhouse, they could take it and move it as far as that part goes. But the big two-story house over there, which was a Fraser house, they can't. Sherman didn't burn there because he said you had a British flag hanging on the veranda and up on the little veranda set up there. And she was a British subject. And that's the reason he wouldn't burn it. And but he made her take the flag down. And they use the lower floor for hospital and quarters, officers' quarters.
This is the slaughterhouse?
No, it's the Fraser house
up
there. It's a big two-story house. It's right straight across over there. And they're thinking about moving it. They said they could move it. He says we could buy it and move it and give it to them if they want to keep it to Historic Society. And but it looks like that's the only way they can come through with that loop.
Yeah.
Progress, you know, tears things down. And but I hate to see everything new go off. They have some houses up on Kennesaw Avenue that's real old, and that loop will go on through back of Stevens Lumber Company over there and up to about Maple Avenue, and then it'll go back off, go north northeast, and go back under the railroad again, and then go back and come in over here at Barnes Mill Road, where that other end of the loop comes around.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to have a loop all the way around there, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their plans for that, you see. And if it is, I'm involved in it, so that's why I'm interested. And we'd have to move. I wouldn't sell them no front yard and step off of the
Mm-mm.
porch into the highway. Well, you going to let that run on?
Oh, I've forgotten about it. Oh.